It's amazing what you go through right before you fire up the mic. Been at this for 2 weeks now. 2 weeks. 15 shows. And I sat behind the mic and thought to myself, and even said it out loud, I have no idea what I want to talk about. 2 seconds later, I realized what I needed to talk about. I needed to talk about yesterday. I needed to talk about the hard decisions that authors will be asked to make when they are put to the test. That's the best way to put to describe what this is. Wait a second now. Before I get into that, I should jump to Twitter because there were some tweets that came through. Wanted to make sure that I recognize them and I talk to them. Nobilis Reed said to me about the Dog Days of Podcasting from Sunday, I am with you. He said that. And then Limax7 said, Sunday's podcast finally gave me the reason why I don't watch Game of Thrones. Now, I would actually have a rebuttal for that, Limax, which is you've got to get through the bad times. You got to get through the wasteland of season 5 so you can reach the promised land of season 6. Yeah, things changed in Game of Thrones after season 6. I mean, first show of season 6. I remember Pip looked at me and said, "What is this tingle I feel in my heart?" And I said, "I think that's called hope." But as a writer, sometimes you are going to have moments where you feel like there's no hope. And you come home and you rage, and any energy that you might have to push for a few more words or maybe even some downtime on Destiny, that's gone. That's gone. And I shouldn't have lost my cool like I did, but here's what I've got for you today. You may be called on to make changes, cuts, and severe edits in the 11th hour of a project. And here's the other thing. It's not going to be your fault. This is something that I don't think authors really talk about. It's not your fault. It lands at the feet of somebody else, but it doesn't matter. You as the author have to take care of it. You have to take care of it. Here's why. The publisher's name is kind of on the book. The editor's name is buried in the book. But in the end, it's your name on the cover. It's your name. Which means any problems with the book fall on you. As a professional, not as a writer, not as an author, as a professional, it is up to you to make it right. And we had to make a tough choice yesterday, me and my writing partner. We had to make a real tough choice. But we made it, and we fixed it, and now we're moving forward. You have to decide, and this is what Pip put to me. She asked me, and probably the most poetic New Zealand-esque way, she asked me, "Is this the hill you want to die on?" And she's right. I had to ask myself, is this worth digging my heels in? And, I was angry, not because we had to make the change, but because it wasn't my fault. I'm the first one to own up. I'm the first one to own up that things are not happening because I did something. Case in point, we're probably going to have to delay Operation Endgame again because of this current project. And this is unexpected. This was unforeseen. And I'm angry. I'm steamed. I'm absolutely livid because this wasn't my fault. This wasn't something that I did. But there are going to be times as an author where you don't have a say because it's your name on the cover. And you're held responsible. So you've got to do that. You've got to take care of it. And last night, Pip said, you care too much. That's not the first time. That's not the first time I've been told that I care too much, that I'm too invested in my books. But that is because my name's on it. And I want people, when they see my name on a book, or they see my name involved in a project, they go, I want this book because T's involved. Because if T has something to say, I want to hear it. If T is writing, I want to read it. And I want my name to be worth something. And, you know, I mean, as even that wasn't just me being a writer. That was even back in the day when I was an actor. I know. For my artist friends out there, once an actor, always an actor. You're probably right. But I remember the highest compliment anybody ever said to me. They basically said, you know, I really like working with you, T. I know when I get on the stage with you, I know what to expect, and I trust you. And you know, that's the best thing that, and I know I talked about this before on this podcast, that is the best and highest compliment I think an actor can give another actor. They trust you. They know that you're going to bring out 100%. They also know that you are not going to do something that is completely and so utterly off book that they don't know what to expect. You know, it's trust. You know the actor's there, you know the actor's in the moment, but you also know the actor is in control. And that's what I want people to see and to feel when they see my name on a book, trust. But to get there, sometimes you're going to have to decide what you're going to have to decide. You're going to have to make some hard calls. You're going to have to make some tough decisions. And you have to decide what hill you want to die on. And the hill that I've decided to die on is the hill that basically has my name on the cover and the best possible book that I can deliver. And if that means that I care too much, then I plead guilty. You're going to make hard decisions, and a lot of times it's not going to be your fault. But that's part of the game. And as our lovely Lady of Westeros, Cersei, said, when you play the Game of Thrones, you either play to win or you die. So play to win, people. Play to win. And welcome to the Dog Days of Podcasting.